This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The next iteration of the internet is upon us this week. AT&T is going to roll out something called 5G technology in about a dozen cities. It's kind of a big beta test, so don't get your hopes up too high. But while the 3 and 4G upgrades were mostly about our phones, 5G, once it's fully up and running, is going to be about everything else. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
5G is designed to be faster and to connect more devices at once. Tim Dettinger, professor at Carnegie Mellon University, says it may spur new ways of communicating from person to person and
from device to device to car to person, etc.
AT&T is particularly interested in that device-to-device market, says Gordon Mansfield, an AT&T VP. He says the company has chosen to start with cities where it has a strong client base. Phase two will follow specific industries, healthcare or manufacturing.
And so we can go into those facilities and build special purpose infrastructure to provide the coverage to their facility to work with them and partner on learning what the capabilities enable for them.
But Philip Berenbroek with think tank Public Knowledge says that strategy of going to places that already have established infrastructure could widen the digital divide.
If you're in a place that's rural or a place that doesn't already have high-speed fixed broadband, it's unlikely that you're going to see 5G soon.
And having this much connectivity opens up new ways that hackers could threaten day-to-day life, says cybersecurity expert Sam Sachs with the think tank New America.
It's going to require a whole host of measures to make sure that even as we get super fast, more connected devices, are we also going to get security at the same time?
There may not be much time to figure that out. Verizon and T-Mobile are also working on their 5G networks. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.